Well, Darren, you must be delighted with that start to the season.
I was more delighted with the first 20 minutes. I thought the way the boys played was electric. They looked sharp. They caused the Notts County all sorts of problems, getting shots off, played in the final third. And it was exciting football.
You brought in these two wide men, Ryan Hedges and Otis Khan. You said they would excite, and they've done exactly that today.
I think they did. I mean, it was amazing, really, because I spoke to the players, and I can't remember what article it was, but someone actually put there, we can't really predict Yeovil's future because they've brought in a lot of inexperienced players, a lot of unknown players, but if you watch that game today, I think they made a real good start to show that they now know as to who they are and how they play.
For the second goal, Ryan Hedges showed his pass with the move and the shot, and Otis Khan was there to mop up and score.
I thought, again, the front three, I keep talking about it, it caused a lot of problems. And I think at one stage, Notts County were going to change their shape, but they left it a little bit late on and matched us up. Just went direct, but we've got to deal with that as well. So I was really pleased overall, really pleased. I mean, it was a great start. But just the manner that they've done it.
What about your first goal? Kevin Dawson goes in on the goalkeeper. On another day, could a foul have been given for that?
I don't think so. I mean, he was brave. It's up for the keeper to make sure he secures that ball. And I think there was an opportunity to win it. And that's all he's done. But Kevin Dawson, I mean, he's someone that I spoke to at half-time. The boys gave him a little ripple at half-time, and I said, I love adversity, and Kev Dawson has had 2 years of an absolute nightmare, and I feel proud for him because the way he conducted himself, it's not easy what he's just gone through, and to make his mark and start his journey straight away in League Two football and score, the boys won't be winning that for him, so I'm pleased for Kev.
Last season he made a real habit of keeping clean sheets. It's the same back four essentially with Liam and Artur Krychak. You must be pleased with another clean sheet today as well.
Yeah, you always got to give players objectives, so I want to see how many they can get this year. We're difficult to break down. I thought if I had to be critical, certainly towards the end of the game, every now and again we find it difficult to get out, but that's only coming up against a team that play from back to front and a direct. So I'll come up with that game plan on how we deal with that. But as I said to you before, those inexperienced players have got athleticism, they've got drive, they're hungry, and I thought that overtook the experience today, and you could see that.
Nathan Smith came off towards the end with an injury. How much of a concern is that?
Well, I've got two centre-halves on the bench, and I've always been the one last year, if someone is out, someone comes in. And they've got to be responsible. And I talked about responsibility today because I thought Shepherd and Lacey had to be responsible for Forte because he looks dangerous. And, you know, and he can cause teams problems. So I was pleased with them being responsible to deal with him.
Thanks for your time. Well done, mate.
No probs.
Thank you.